Andy Carroll had kind of a vision for this thing, which was that it's important to get these things down. And I know Dana Gioia, as a poet himself, had the same kind of feelings. And so this has inspired probably a lot of people to write down stories that otherwise would kind of get lost. And whether they get published or not, there's still a record then for families, you know, to know what did mommy or daddy do and what kind of things happened, and to look back later on and reread these things and to say, oh yeah, I remember when that happened. It has inspired me actually to write down a lot more of the stories. A lot of the things that we do are classified because we do missions, but there's a lot of those peripheral incidents that happened throughout my career that are interesting or are funny, and I realized they just needed to be written down. So I think the project is a wonderful idea, and I'm very pleased that I was asked to be a contributor.
How did you come across this project here?
Ironically enough, I heard about this project on NPR. So I was in grad school. I had just come back from the war. I was listening to The Connection. Robin Lustig, I know from the BBC, he was hosting it, and the author Bobby Ann Brown was on, and they were talking about this project. And Wyatt Prunty, who's my favorite poet of all time, is one of the people that was involved in this. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be great to have an opportunity to work with this amazing poet? And so I called into the show, and I talked to Robin Lustig and Bobby Ann Brown. And what I remember about that is that they were both very encouraging about the fact that just do it anyways, just write it down. So I went, I spent an extra 20 minutes before I ran off to class and grabbed my journal and started to put some things onto the computer and then played around with them. But if I am on NPR today, it was because I listened to NPR then.